Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, boys and girls. Welcome to the Balance's 15-minute wrap-up. Join Tom and that redneck from Philly, Kevin, and $2 Bill Josh as they wrap up today's sports. All right, welcome to another episode of The Balance. My name's Tom. Right alongside me is $2 Bill Josh. Josh, are you ready for another wrap up?
Sure I am, Tom.
All right. What do we got going on today?
Well, tonight the Pacers play the Cavaliers at 7 o'clock. Both teams are on losing streaks. As a diehard Pacer fan, if we don't get it turned around soon, maybe it's time that Larry Bird makes a move. Whether that be a trade or whether that be putting somebody else in the coach's seat. So far this month, the Pacers are 2-6. Five of those six losses have been by double figures. The last 2 weeks or so, I know Pacers fans are getting tired of hearing this. Danny Granger is missing in action, so if anybody's seen him, tell him to call Larry Bird. I honestly don't think the Pacers are going to get it done tonight, so looks like we're going to be 11-14 at the end of the night. It's a couple other marquee games tonight at 7 p.m. LeBron James and the Heat are going to Madison Square Garden to face the wrath of the Knicks fans who thought for 2 years he was going to be a Knick.
Boy, LeBron James just can't get away from the bad audiences, can he, this year?
No, he's not too popular. And then
Go ahead, Josh.
And then at 9 o'clock at Suns Mavs. The Mavs are looking to get back on a winning streak. And some injury news and notes in the NBA. Yao Ming's out for the rest of the year. I'm going to go ahead and say that I agree with ESPN's Chris Broussard. His career is probably over at this point.
Okay. And I haven't been following his injury too much, but what exactly is his career-ending injury there, Josh?
He broke his ankle for like the second or third straight year in a row.
Okay. Well, that's a lot of weight coming down on a big fellow like that. And I tell you, it's hard to keep those big guys around. It's so hard on their body to play these games day in and day out. What else is going on around the NBA today, Josh?
Rajon Rondo, the piston that makes the Celtics who they are, is no longer the big three in Rondo in Boston. It's the big four. Rondo's out for the next week. The Celtics haven't specified why exactly, at least not that I've heard. And the Bulls are without Joakim Noah and look for them to try to acquire Lamar Odom from the L.A. Lakers.
Okay. All right, Josh, and that's a look at the wrap-up around the NBA today. Now, what kind of action was happening last night?
Last night, Boston 102, Atlanta 90. Boston's won 12 straight games. They're looking like they're ready to go back to the NBA Finals. And the Spurs beat the Nuggets 113-112.
Okay. And those Spurs got, it looks like a future MVP player on their hands there. And I know that there's a case being made for, and how do you say his name again, Josh? You're so much better at these names than me.
Manu Ginobili.
Yes, there's a case being made that he will be the NBA MVP this year. We'll see how that pans out. Josh, what are your initial thoughts on him being the MVP for 2010-2011 season?
I think it's ridiculous. Not that he's a good player, but it's ridiculous if anybody other than Amari Stoudemire ends up winning MVP. If you want to know why I say that, tune in at 7 p.m. tonight to watch Amari Stoudemire and the rebuilt New York Knicks take on the Miami Heat.
It is going to be a good game. I mean, the Heat is going up there to New York. I believe they're playing in New York. Yeah, and so they're going to bring the heat, and they've got it this year, and the Knicks have certainly got it as well. So we'll see what happens, and we'll definitely break it down for you tomorrow. You know, the Heat come in 19-8 and 7-5 and away, and the Knicks are 6-6 at home and 16-10. And I'll tell you what. It's going to be a good game. I honestly look for the Knicks to pull this one off. That's my picks on it. So we'll see how that pans out. But moving on along to the NFL, the Colts have the Jacksonville Jaguars coming into town. It looks like it's going to be a showdown. The whistle's ready to blow. Both teams have got to put something together on Sunday to keep their playoff chances alive. We talked about yesterday on the wrap up here that Maurice Jones-Drew doesn't look like he's going to be able to play, and so we're going to see how that pans out. Also, I do know that Austin Colley has had a full practice this week, and we look for him to be able to be a really big contributor in the game on Sunday. We don't have the official word yet that he is going to play, but it does certainly look like Colts wide receiver Austin Colley has made it through a full practice, so hopefully, and keep our hopes up on that he'll play Sunday against Jacksonville. As most of you know, Austin Colley was hurt November 7th during the first half of the game at Philadelphia, a very scary injury there where they had to cart him off the field, and it was he was laying motionless there, so it's good to see him back. Also, looks like Calvin Hayden, who missed last week's game with a neck injury, returned to practice. Running back Joseph Addai did do some limited work, so maybe we'll see a little bit of him on Sunday. Left tackle Charlie Johnson sat out with a chest injury, while left guard Jamie Richard missed practice with a hip injury. So, no news story with the Colts. The Colts have got to play with a limited roster. The Colts have got to put something together Sunday, and this is probably their last opportunity to do it. They have to win out. They have to win every game. Jacksonville has to lose a couple. We have to almost win the division to make this happen. Josh, we've got Jacksonville coming up on Sunday. Anything else that you can think of that – will be I think that with Maurice Jones-Drew out and Austin Colley possibly being able to play and us being at home are all major contributors to a Colt win on Sunday. What are your thoughts on that, Josh?
Well, I actually have it's not really breaking news depending on how closely we the Indianapolis Star, but a guest that I hope to have join us on the bounce in the very near future. Philip B. Wilson, who's the beat reporter for the Colts, has confirmed that Hayden called Ursay a couple of weeks ago and told him he does not wish to discuss a contract negotiation, at least not at this point. I think Sunday's game is huge. It's going to play a big part in determining whether Manny wants to discuss one after the season either.
Well, here's the thing. And we can certainly get into this more on the balance tomorrow morning. But Peyton Manning will remain the Colts. The Colts will do whatever possible to keep Peyton Manning. And Peyton Manning, I think, is probably just feeling a little bit of a pressure that he's never had to feel before. And he's feeling he's having a losing season, something that he's never had to deal with. And this is all new to him. And especially not being able to be the MVP player on the thing. Also, on other NFL news, Donovan McNabb gets benched to Mr. Grossman, former Chicago Bear quarterback. What are your thoughts on that roster move there, Josh?
I think it's time for the Redskins to move on with Mike Shanahan. Did he not look at the Redskins roster before he took the job? Was he not aware who his players were? Rex Grossman, seriously? I mean, the guy who's known for his quarterback rating being like 0. Gives them a better chance to win than Donovan McNabb.
I tell you what, I don't know that if I had to choose between Donovan McNabb and Grossman, if I would pick Grossman. But however, McNabb is not playing up to his par. McNabb hasn't been at full capacity all season long. Grossman has had some good games. So I think that there could be a good case made for Grossman to come in. Obviously, we're armchair quarterbacks here, so, you know, we're not privy to the team meetings there. But, perhaps they see something in Grossman that we're not seeing by just looking at the news and the stats. Moving on over to the NHL. We got a couple games going on there tonight in the NHL. So if you're a hockey fan, keep in mind that here at The Balance, we cover everything. And Nashville and New Jersey take on each other, Buffalo and Florida, Detroit and Chicago. That's always a big matchup. Always people getting thrown up against the glass. The Red Wings are 20-7-3. The Blackhawks are 16-14-3. The Blackhawks snapped the Detroit Wings streak of the Central Division's title in 2009-2010. The Blackhawks may not have much of a chance of keeping the crown if they don't have success in the season series with the Wings. So we'll see what happens there on that series, as we very well know. Also, real quickly, boxer, great Floyd Mayweather was arrested overnight in Las Vegas on an outstanding warrant for assault against in connection with an alleged November assault against a security guard in his neighborhood. I guess the boxer was at a casino on the trip when police came for him. He doesn't, by looking at his mug picture, he doesn't look like that. He's too worried about it. Got a big old cheesy grin there. So if you've not seen that mugshot. Well, this is the wrap-up. You can catch us online 24-7, www.thebalanceonline.com. Of course, our Facebook page, The Balance, and you can also Twitter as T-Balance or send us an email, tbalance@ymail.com. My name's Tom. Right alongside me is $2 Bill Josh. Josh, real quickly, two-minute warning here. What do we got going on? What to watch tonight? What's going on here in the two-minute warning?
Don't forget the Boilermaker Blockbusters at Caseco Fieldhouse tomorrow at 1:30. The Lady Boilers take on the Auburn Lady Tigers. And at 4 o'clock, the Balance will be there as the Purdue Boilers take on the Indiana State Sycamores, an in-state rivalry. That being said, I expect it to be a blowout.
That's right, Josh. You and I will be there at that game, and we'll be breaking that game down for you on Monday's wrap-up. Also, keep in mind, on Sunday afternoon is Indiana Close Up. Well, we appreciate you being along with us, $2 Bill Josh. We will see you tomorrow at Panera Bread in Avon. Come on out, everybody, and be a part of our studio audience. Josh, you've got 5 seconds to say goodbye. Anything you got to say real quickly?
Just make sure you turn into ESPN tonight at 7 to see the Heat play the Knicks.
Okay. All right, my name's Tom. It's been great being with you on this TGIF wrap-up. We'll see you tomorrow for our flagship show, The Balance, live at Panera Bread in Avon. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Oh, son of a bleep, son of a bleep, gun. You thought I was gonna say son of a didn't you?
That's all, folks.
My master made me this collar so that I may talk, squirrel.